Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another Read the Word. Here we are again, day number 161 of Read the Word. And we've been reading the Proverbs, and now we're going back into Book of Kings and Chronicles, and we're going to help Solomon rebuild the temple. David, his father, gave him an abundant supply of natural resources, gold and silver, and copper and nickel that was so much, they piled it outside the city. Couldn't even weigh it. And all of it was to make the temple beautiful. And you should do some studying on it, because many scholars today believe that in today's money, of course, today's money is all messed up, it'd be about $1 billion that Solomon spent to build that temple. That is an amazing thought, that our father would build like that. And why? Why did he do it, and why did he tell us about it? Great questions you should always ask anytime you're studying the Word of God. Well, here we are opening here, and you can always find that in right in the notes of the program. I put it on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook, YouTube Live. Here we go. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen, and amen, and amen. You know, I know we pray the same prayer every day, but I mean that prayer every day. I open my spirit, soul, and body to receive this word, because the word is alive and well, for Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The word of God is living and powerful. It's alive. So I want the word to be alive, not only in my spirit, who I am, the spirit man, but I want it to be alive in my soul, which is your biggest enemy. You're going to have your whole life is your soulless realm. And then in my body, because I want my body to be whole. And that's the value of it. And then it says that we could understand with all the saints. That's a lot of people. Because according to the New Testament, inspired by the Holy Spirit, all of us are saints who walk with God and have a relationship with him. Anyways, gone to preaching, and it's time to read 1 Kings chapter 5. Here we go. Let's get the temple built. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon because he heard that they had anointed him king in place of his father, for Hiram had always loved David. Seems like we've already read this. Yes, we did. Solomon sent to Hiram saying, you know how my father David could not build a house for the name of the Lord his God because of the wars which fought against him on every side until the Lord put his foes under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There's neither adversary nor evil occurrence. I claim that in faith right now. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. And behold, I propose to build a house for the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spoke to my father David, saying, your son, whom I will set on your throne, is in your place. He shall build the house for my name. Now therefore command that they cut down cedars for me from Lebanon, and my servants will be with your servants, and I will pay you wages for your servants according to whatever you say. For you know there is none among us who has skill to cut timber like the Sidonians, lumberjacks. Who'd have known? Seeing that, I don't know why. There it is. So it was when Hiram heard the words of Solomon, he rejoiced greatly and said, blessed be the Lord this day, for he has given David a wise son over this great people. Hiram sent back to Solomon saying, I've considered the message which you sent me, and I will do all you desire concerning the cedar and cypress logs. My servants shall bring them down from Lebanon to the sea. I will float them in rafts by sea to the place you indicate to me, and will have them broken apart there. Then you can take them away, and you shall fulfill my desire by giving food for my household. That's cool. Hiram gave Solomon cedar and cypress logs according to all his desire, and he floated them in the Mediterranean. Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 cores of wheat as food for his household, 20 cores of pressed oil. Thus Solomon gave to Hiram year by year. Somebody find out what a core is. All right. So the Lord gave Solomon wisdom as he promised him, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and the two of them made a treaty together. King Solomon raised up a labor force out of all of Israel, and the labor force was 30,000 men, laborers. He sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month in shifts. They were 1 month in Lebanon and 2 months at home. Adoniram was in charge of the labor force. Think about that. They worked 1 month and got two off. I like this guy.
Yeah.
Solomon had 70,000 who carried burdens, 80,000 who carried 3,300 from the chiefs of Solomon's deputies who supervised the people who labored in the work. And the king commanded them to quarry large stones, costly stones, hewn stones to lay the foundation of the temple. So Solomon's builders, Hiram's builders, and the Gebalites quarried them, and they prepared timber and stones to build the temple. My, my, my. 1 Kings 6 came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel had come up out of the land of Egypt, and the fourth year of Solomon's reign, so they did this for 4 years, in the month of Ziv, which is the second month, the house which King Solomon built for the Lord, its length was 60 cubits, its width was 20 cubits, and its height was 30 cubits. Now, a cubit is 3 feet. So that means it was 90 feet tall. Now, that's no big deal in the day we live. They didn't even have a telelift, you know? They must have had scaffolding, though. The vestibule in front of the sanctuary of the house was 20 cubits long across the width of the house, and the width of the vestibule extended 10 cubits from the front of the house, 60 cubits in length, which is 180 feet, and 20, which is 180 feet tall. What a building. 4, he made for the house windows with beveled frames. Against the wall of the temple, he built the chambers all around against the walls of the temple, all around the sanctuary and the inner sanctuary. Thus, he made side chambers all around it. The lowest chamber was 5 cubits wide. The The middle was 6 cubits wide, and the third was 7 cubits wide. For he made narrow ledges around the outside of the temple, so that the support beams would not be fastened into the walls of the temple. And the temple, when it was being built, was built with stone, finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting. What do you hook that one to? Got to be a prophetic word somewhere. The doorway for the middle story was on the right side of the temple. They went up by stairs to the middle story and from the middle to the third. So he built the temple and finished it. And he paneled the temple with beams and boards of cedar. He built side chambers against the entire temple, each 5 cubits high. They were attached to the temple with cedar beams. Then the word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, concerning this temple which you are building, if you walk in my statutes, execute my judgments, keep all my commandments, walk in them, I will perform my word with you, which I have spoken to your father David. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, will not forsake my people Israel. So I built the temple and finished it. So this is 4 years. Anyways, he built the inside of the walls of the temple with cedar boards with the floor of the temple to the ceiling. He paneled inside with wood, and he covered the floor of the temple with the planks of cypress. Then he built the 20-cubit room at the rear of the temple from the floor to the ceiling with cedar boards. He built it with cedar boards. He built it inside as the inner sanctuary, as the most holy place. This place had to be just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And in front of it, the temple sanctuary was 40 cubits long. The inside of the temple was cedar, carved with ornamental buds and open flowers. All was cedar. There was no stone to be seen. And he prepared the inner sanctuary inside the temple to set the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord there. The inner sanctuary was 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, 20 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold. Wow. And he overlaid it with pure, overlaid the altar of cedar. So Solomon overlaid the inside of the temple with pure gold. He stretched gold chains across the front of the inner sanctuary and overlaid it with gold. The whole temple he overlaid with gold till he finished all the temple. Also, he overlaid with gold and the entire altar that was by the inner sanctuary. Inside the inner sanctuary, he made 2 cherubim of olive wood, each 10 cubits high, 30 feet. One wing of the cherub was 5 cubits, and the other wing of the cherub, 5 cubits, 10 cubits from the tip of one wing to the tip of the other, and the other cherub was 10 cubits. Both cherubim were of the same size and shape. The height of one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was the height of the other. Then he set the cherubim inside the inner room, and they stretched out the wings of the cherubim so that the wing of one touched one wall, and the wing of the other touched the other wall. And their wings touched each other in the middle of the room. Also, he overlaid the cherubim with gold. He carved all the walls of the temple all around, both the inner and outer sanctuaries, with carved figures of cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers. And the floor of the temple he overlaid with gold, both the inner and outer sanctuaries. For the entrance of the inner sanctuary, he made doors of olive wood. The lintel and the doorpost were 1/5 of the wall. The 2 doors were of olive wood, and he carved on them the figures of the cherubim. Palm trees and open flowers overlaid them with gold. And he spread gold on the cherubim and on the palm trees. So for the door of the sanctuary, he also made doorposts of olive wood, 1/4 of the wall. And the two doors were of cypress wood. The panel comprised one folding door, and two panels comprised the other folding door. Then he carved cherubim, palm trees, opened flowers on them, overlaid them with gold, plied evenly on the carved work. And he built the inner court with 3 rows of hewn stone and a row of cedar beams. In the 4th year, the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid in the month of Ziv. And in the 11th year, in the month of Bul, which is the 8th month, the house was finished in all its details and according to all its plans. So he was 7 years in building it. My. We are now in 2 Chronicles chapter 2. Now remember, we're still in 1 Kings 5, but we're in 2 Chronicles 2. So we're pretty much going to read the same thing, but we're going to find something new. So keep your ears open for it. Remember, this is the majestic word of God, and there's always something to learn. Then Solomon determined to build a temple for the name of the Lord and a royal house for himself. Solomon selected 70,000 men to bear burdens, 80,000 to quarry stone. I mean, they had to look like ants. And the mountains, 3,600 to oversee them. So what was that, 78, 150,000, and there was 3,000 to oversee them?
Wow.
So each man had what?